As Rennie said, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric, who is still quarantined in the Jot 'em Down store with measles, managed to slip out the other day and expose all of the customers at Luke Spear's restaurant. And so now, as we're looking on the little community today, we find not only Lum, Abner, Cedric, and the nurse, Miss Lunsford, quarantined in the Jot 'em Down store, but also Squire Skimp, Grandpappy Spears, Ulysses S. Quincy, and Mousy Cray.
Hello, this is an outrage. I'm not going to stay in this store one more minute.
Well, I reckon you'll have to.
What's that?
Well, don't blame me about it, Squire. This weren't my idea.
Miss Lunsford, for the last time, don't you think we've stayed here long enough?
No.
No.
I'm not going to let you go out and start an epidemic of measles.
Grandpap, don't jiggle aboard every time you move one of them checkers.
I ain't jiggling the pigeon-toed thing.
You have done it now. Watch what you're doing.
Well, we're not going to get the measles, Miss Lunsford. We all had them when we were boys. I'm going back to my office.
Mr. Skimp, you come back here. No one's leaving this store until I say so.
Hey, Miss Lunsford, can I get up now? I feel awful well again.
No, Cedric, you stay in bed. You're sick.
Well, I don't feel sick.
Yes, you do.
I know I don't.
I know more about this than you do.
Yes, Mama, I'm sick then, I think.
Miss Lunsford, I've just got to get home. My wife, Gussie, will just raise old Ned with me for being away from home so long.
You're staying right here.
Yes, ma'am. But Miss Lunsford, Gussie's an awful nice woman, but she has a pretty nasty left hook.
Yeah, it's no use, Mousy. The warden won't let you go.
You mean me, Mr. Edwards?
Why, no. What ever give you an idea like that? But look, Miss Lunsford, we're losing money with the store quarantined up this way, and these fellas eating us out of house and home. Besides that, they've all got jobs to do. Ain't that right, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay, Lum. I ought to be home painting my barn right now. I gotta get that barn painted.
Abner, watch out what you're moving there. Can't move two spaces that away.
I never moved two spaces.
You did, done it. I seen
by
it.
By George, I'm gonna have the law on somebody for this. It's an outrage.
Well,
all
you can't
I
put
moved
the law
is
on
just
me,
one
Squire,
space,
I never had nothing
you're
to do
just mad because you're losing.
Losing?
I don't know what
why
you're losing.
Why are you losing
if I'm
figuring any longer, Miss Lunsford?
Don't you call me no idiot, you skinny half-grown-cheek.
Land sakes alive, all of you be quiet.
Huh?
I've never seen such a disgraceful exhibition. You act like a bunch of ornery schoolboys.
Well, now, look here, Miss Lunsford.
And you're the worst of the lot, Mr. Skimp. Shut up.
What? What's that?
Might as well do like she says, Squire.
I'm here doing my duty. Trying to safeguard the health of your community. The least you can do is try to cooperate.
Well, Grandpap claimed that I moved two spaces.
You keep still.
Yes, Mom.
Boy, she sure shut you up, Mr. Abner. Boy.
You be quiet, too.
Yes, Mom.
All right, now. Might as well all make up your minds to this. You've all been quarantined in here, and you're not leaving till it's safe for you to do so. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And as long as that's the case, you might just as well try to make the best of it. Now on, let's all try to be a little more jolly. Like I am.
You don't reckon I'd be overdoing it, do you?
You keep quiet.
Huh?
Thing for you to do is to stop wrangling with each other and to keep your minds and your bodies active in some organized group play.
Uh-huh.
So now I want you all to line up.
Line up?
Yes. I'm going to give you some exercises.
Huh?
Now, just a second here. We're all tired from trying to sleep on the floor last night.
I said
just think
line
about...
up.
Huh? All right.
Come, come, everyone. Get in line, Mr. Quincy.
Okay. Want to be home painting that barn, though.
This is just what you need to build up resistance to germs, such as the measles. You want to have sluggish bodies?
Yeah, I do.
Now, don't try to be smart, Mr. Spears.
Well, I weren't trying to be smart.
Ain't no danger of him ever being smart.
All right. That's enough of that, Mr. Peabody. Stop that laughing and be cheerful. Ready now. Stand tall. Chest out. squinty. I said chest's out.
Okay.
The low chest you've got there.
Hey, he has to keep it down there to hold his pants up.
All right. Now, here we go now. Hands on the hips. Bend the toes at the count of one. Bend at the knees at the count of two. Back up on three, and so on. All right, here we go. One, two, bend, way down.
I'm in no condition.
Way down. All right, three. I said three. That means straighten up again.
Hey, Abner, oh, give me a hand here, will you? I can't get back up.
Doggies, I can't straighten myself up. Oh, my poor knee. Lom.
No, don't look at me, Abner. Grannies, I must be getting old.
Mr. Skimp, you're not supposed to sit on the floor.
This is an outrage. That's what it is, an outrage.
Good grief. Can't any of you do a simple exercise like that?
I can do it good, Mr. Lunsford. Watch me. One, two, three.
Cedric, get back in bed.
One, two,
Cedric,
three.
Now you're sick. You can't
one,
do that.
Two. Yes, Mama can do it, too. You just watch me. Fact is, I'm the only one that can. One, two,
get
three.
Back in bed.
Yes, Mom. Doggone it, anyways. I was going good there.
Now, the rest of you get up off the floor some way there. I think we'll give up the exercise plan and take up some mental group activity.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Lunsford. If you mean any more of them jolly fun games we was playing the other day, you can just count me out.
Me, too. I've never been so sick of being jolly in all my whole life.
A happy and active mind is essential to good health.
Well, I'm going over to my office, that is, if I can still walk, I'm going.
You are not?
What's that?
Now, I suggest that you busy yourselves with a game.
I ain't going to play it.
Yes, you are.
No.
You are.
What kind of a game?
I'm going to see to it that you're happy and cheerful. We're all under quite a strain here, and I'm not going to have you disturbing that poor, sick Cedric.
Oh, I sort of enjoy being disturbed.
No, you don't.
Oh, excuse me. I've been mistaken about might not everything here lately, it looks like.
All right, now, here's the game. First, you choose someone to be sent out of the room.
Fine. I'd like to be the first to volunteer for that.
No, I'll go out.
No, I'll go out.
The back door of the store is locked, so you couldn't get out that way, Mr. Skimp.
No.
Then, while that person is out of the room, the rest of you select some article, and then the other person comes back, and he must guess the article.
Now, Abner, you might as well be the fellow that leaves the room.
All right.
Get this over with.
Here. Doggies, my knees are still sore from that dad blame exercise.
Stop mumbling. You're supposed to be cheerful.
Never had so much fun all my life.
All right, now. Now, select an article. Some humorous article. Now, this game can become very hilarious.
Oh, yeah. We got to watch ourselves here. Not get too hilarious. Keep ourselves under control.
Yes. Now, what humorous article will it be? Come now.
Well, I'd like to suggest something highly facetious, like a small bottle of nitric acid.
Mr. Spears, put down that almanac.
I'm just looking up to find some article in here for Abner. A lot of different things we could use. Did you know that the carbide and carbon building in Chicago, Illinois, is 37 stories high?
No, I didn't.
Well, it is. 37 stories high. I'll show it to you. Yeah, here, right here, where it says it. Right there, it says 37, right there. See,
I'm not interested. Now, how about something jolly, like one of those paintbrushes over there?
I ought to be home painting my barn.
I never heard of a jolly paintbrush.
All right, that's what it's going to be now. The paintbrush right on top of that thing there, right there. All right, call Mr. Peabody in.
Abner, come on back from the feed room. Abner?
I'm coming.
Got something humorous for you to guess what, Mr. Abner? Boy,
yeah,
this is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, go ahead, Abner. Start asking questions. Well, see, you get to ask us some questions to get hints. And then you try to figure out what it is. Ain't that right, Miss Hunter?
Yes, 20 questions.
Yeah, that's the name of it. 20
Dr.
questions.
Dr. Cedric can go around the room.
Start out asking Cedric something first, huh?
Go ahead. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for the $64 question.
Well, let's see now. Let's see, what can I... Oh, wait a minute, I know a good one. What is it, Cedric?
Well, it's that top paintbrush.
Cedric, keep quiet.
Well, he asked me the question, didn't he?
He can't ask that question.
Well, I know the right answer, though.
No, Abner, you're supposed to ask if it's mineral or fish or something like that.
Well, start over with Cedric again.
Yeah.
Cedric, is it a mineral fish?
No, Mom, it's that top paintbrush.
Cedric... Good grief, haven't you any sense at all?
No, Ma.
Dog is Miss Lunsford. I can't get it. I believe I'll just give up.
No, you're try not, some more.
You are not trying.
I'm trying my best.
No,
I just
you're
can't
not.
Get
you
close.
You ain't trying your level, baby.
Yes, I am too, Lum. I just can't get close. If somebody give me a hint, I believe I could get it.
Well,
but
if
I
you
can't
just
get
put
it.
Your mind to it, use a little common sense. Very simple.
Anna Grannies, wait a minute. I got an idea. Miss Lunsford, why don't you show him how it's done? You be the one to go out of the room.
Well, might be the easiest way to teach him at that. Call me as soon as you want me.
Yeah, we will. Well, fellas, I just studied up an awful humorous article for Miss Lunsford.
Huh?
Here, do you see this?
Why, sure, it's a key.
Yeah, and I believe it's the key to the feed room door.
Yes, it is highly amusing, Lum. And I believe I know a laughable place where we can put it, too.
Well, good for you.
Right in the keyhole of the feed room door.
jolly suggestion, Sparrow boy. And turn it a little, too.
Yes, turn it good.
Here, Abner, take the key.
Yes, you want me to lock
put down your almanac, Grandpap. Come on, Ulysses. Mousie, get out of bed, Cedric. We're getting out of here.
Well, what are we going to do, play some other fun game?
Yeah, I got it, Mom.
Yeah, we're going to lock her in the feed room, and then we're going to play what's called Run, Sheepy, Run.